Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by Prosper.com, America's marketplace for people-to-people loans. Prosper.com, where you can compete to bid on loans to fellow Americans.
A subprime snowball?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. More Americans can't pay their credit card bills on time. A new analysis from the Associated Press shows serious delinquencies are up in a serious way. Some large lenders reported increases in October of 50% or more in the value of accounts at least 90 days delinquent. That's compared with the same period last year. Another subprime turn for Merrill Lynch this morning. Expecting to report billions of dollars on mortgage losses, the company says it's going to sell most of its capital lending business to GE. Wall Street was left in the holiday spirit heading into the final weekend of shopping before Christmas. The Dow starts the day at 13,450, up more than 1.5% Friday. The S&P 500 had a similar day. The NASDAQ was up nearly 2%. Markets in Asia had a strong showing overnight. So far in Europe, the major markets are higher. The Justice Department begins 2008 with several ongoing probes into congressional corruption. The feds are still investigating Representatives John Doolittle, Tom Feeney, and former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. And a bribery case against Representative William Jefferson goes to trial next month. But the Justice Department says a court ruling that puts legislative materials off limits is handcuffing its investigations. John Dimsdale explains.
After the FBI seized documents from Representative Jefferson's congressional offices, the courts prohibited future searches any place protected legislative material might be found. That includes lawmakers' cars, briefcases, and home offices. The Justice Department wants the Supreme Court to overturn that ruling, and former federal prosecutor Jacob Frankel agrees.
When there are rulings that restrict access to particular types of information essential to the investigation, that by definition limits the ability of the government to conduct a thorough investigation.
I think it's prosecutorial hyperbole.
Stan Brand, a white-collar crime defense lawyer, says the Justice Department protests too much.
It doesn't stop them from subpoenaing or issuing search warrants to anything they want, as long as they do not, in the process, rummage through potentially privileged documents.
The Supreme Court has yet to decide whether to accept the Justice Department's appeal. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
This evening, kids all over the world will look to the sky for signs of Santa. For the past 50 years, the U.S. military has been involved with surveillance out of the North Pole. NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, uses its high-tech satellites to track St. Nick. And now one company has found a way to hitch a ride. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports.
Just about every mall has a Santa and a very patient photographer. What distinguishes this mall is the Santa Tracking Station from interactive marketing firm The Becker Group. The exhibit teaches about the satellites and technology used by NORAD to follow St. Nick. Eddie Newquist designed the display to appeal to the hordes of Santa seekers that contact NORAD each year.
Hundreds of thousands of phone calls, millions of web hits from all over the world, people wanting to find out where Santa and when is he going to get to my house.
Mickey Marafino with Mace Rich Retail Centers says the exhibit gives their Santa a competitive edge.
Santa photo sales are increasing this year as much as 44% over last year's sales.
For between $14 and $48, you can get a photo of the kids with Santa that forever says,
Merry Christmas.
Ditto for me, Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Today kicks off one of the busiest seasons for the pizza industry. Some companies are expecting to double their daily sales volume over the next several days. Domino's hopes to capitalize on the trend with a new $100 million ad campaign rolling out today. How can mom-and-pop pizzerias compete with that? Lisa Napoli reports.
Pity the corner pizza shop. When you have to compete with the big national chains like Domino's and Pizza Hut and their massive marketing budgets, it isn't easy.
They don't have those resources.
That's PJ Giannini of the Pizza Trade Association. He says there's a growing movement among the mom-and-pop stores to push their distinct advantage. Their product isn't made by committee like the chains.
They get a manual that's about as big as your head, and it tells you what to do from the time you turn on the light switch at the front door till the time you put cheese on the pizza. Just a mechanical process for them.
Giannini says local shops are learning to rebrand themselves as not just a convenience food, but as a place that offers an authentic slice of culture. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report for Monday, December 24th on Marketplace.org. Event promoter Live Nation used to turn to Ticketmaster to sell its tickets. But the partnership hit a snag this year. Live Nation's new deal with a German ticket company could mean lower ticket prices for consumers. Marketplace's Janet Babin reports from North Carolina Public Radio.
Beginning in 2009, Live Nation will team up with CTS Eventim to sell tickets to its events. The German firm will provide the technology and infrastructure platform, but it'll let Live Nation connect with its customers. In most cases, people won't even know CTS is involved in the ticket transaction. Peter Gaston with Spin Magazine says that gives Live Nation a huge advantage it couldn't achieve with its old partner, Ticketmaster.
Live Nation's going to own all of its customer data, so whereas before, Ticketmaster owned all the relationships with the people actually buying the tickets, now Live Nation can build a relationship with those customers.
That database will help Live Nation to better market its shows and concerts. The new arrangement might even save consumers some money. Gaston says Live Nation will probably pay lower fees and service charges to the new ticketing company. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Holiday giving is usually an opportunity to buy loved ones things they wouldn't buy for themselves. But consumers are prudently rewriting the rules of gift giving this year. Andrea Gardner explains.
It's the afternoon rush at a Trader Joe's grocery store in Pasadena, California. Customers aren't just putting their produce and frozen pizzas on the conveyor belts, they're also buying gift cards for the holidays. Nationwide, Trader Joe's gift card sales are up 20% over last year. With the economy slowing down, holiday gift givers are thinking more practically this year, says marketing chief John Bassalone.
The customers are telling us that they're very aware that their expenses are up, and they want to make sure that the gift card they're giving and the money they're spending is going to be put to use.
Consumers tend to hold on to gift cards for things like clothing and CDs, and monthly fees drain them over time. But gift cards for everyday needs like groceries and gasoline are spent quickly and becoming more popular. That's attracting newcomers to the $30 billion holiday gift card game. This year, Visa joined forces with an insurer on a healthcare gift card to pay for medical exams and copays. Jiffy Lube is marketing the gift of the oil change. Candace Corlett is a shopping analyst with WSL Strategic Retail.
There are smart marketers in all these companies who are now looking at the gift card and saying, why not me? Why not an oil change? And the good news is people need more practical things.
They also want less stuff. Corlett's research shows that Americans shopped heavily over the last 6 years and are now looking to simplify their overstocked lives. What's emerged is a consumer Corlett calls the prudent shopper.
And she's saying, if I already have 4 cashmere sweaters, I'm not going to give 2 more of them. I'm going to look for something that people will really need and say, oh, thanks a lot, I needed that.
In Los Angeles, I'm Andrea Gardner for Marketplace.
Holiday shopping, maybe some concert or theater tickets, sweaters, iPods. Come on, how about something a little more meaningful, creative? After flipping through catalogs from charitable groups like Oxfam and Heifer International, Gretchen Wilson went to a remote African village and found a few gift options you probably won't find primly wrapped under a Christmas tree.
Hey, I'm Metisa. Hurry up, Bingy.
Mamanuel Rumbai lives amid the green hills of Lesotho, a small country in southern Africa. She's far from electricity, roads, and jobs. Until recently, she had virtually no cash income to support her 7 children. But last year, she got an unexpected gift. Binky, a healthy female pig. For $195, a charitable American shopper bought a friend or a family member a pig named Binky for Rambai. Binky now has 11 profit-making piglets.
Binky, 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 Binky.
It's not just an exercise in farming. It's a money-making tool. The idea is that small grants of income-generating animals can help people out of poverty. These charitable gift cards buy cows in Bolivia, chicks in India, and in this case, piglets in Lesotho.
I sell piglets for $25 each and young pigs for more than $150.
A lot of money for the 10 families in this village who received these pigs from World Vision last year. Average per capita income here is $100 a year, and these benefits trickle down. Some piglets go to needy neighbors, and some of the cash the group earns supports 5 AIDS orphans. The rest is split between them. The village chief says these are the area's first entrepreneurs.
The way they are regularly feeding the pigs and even fetching water from far away, it shows they are determined to make it a success.
Rampai says she wishes she could tell the American shopper who made this possible how much this has changed her life. She can now afford to send her children to school, where her eldest daughter is a high school senior.
My hope is next year she'll go to college.
World Vision says gift catalog donations have climbed by 160% in the last 3 years. This year, it hopes to raise $23 million. Here in Lesotho, visions of dairy goats are dancing in their heads. In the village of Tarupu, Lesotho, I'm Gretchen Wilson from Marketplace.
In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you have a nice day free of shopping. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.